so I guess.
I've been watching.
They're not a high value.
Oh, the baby, whatever it's called, baby, baby.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our HUNCUS session. Today is April 5th. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 9. Congressman Potts, will you please give our morning prayer?
Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for friends. Again, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve. Lord, just be with us, be with our people, watch over us. Help us make wise decisions that guide the future of this nation. God, just be with us today, be with us this week, and work through us. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of April 3rd, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Passes. And we are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, colleagues, listening audience. Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met yesterday, April the 4th, 2023, to consider Bill Number ONCA 2326, an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $32,559 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. And the final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at Bill Number ONCA 2328, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $144,151 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse. The committee also looked at ONCA 2329, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $3,617,313 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Hamilton, Keene, and Big Horse.
Thank you,
ma'am.
We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and all those in attendance. The Health and Social Services Committee met on April 3rd to discuss ONCA 23-23, an act to amend ONCA 21-78 to join the appropriations for the assisted living facility in one bill and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Redcorn, Goodfox, and Stabler. May I continue?
Continue, please.
We also met on April 3rd and discussed ONCA 13-24, an act to repeal ONCA 22-06, and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Lemon, Redcorn, Goodfox, and Stabler.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
If there's no more committee reports, I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to place ONCA 23-29 on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. It's a rule suspension. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and ONCA 2329 will be on General Order Day 2 on Monday's agenda. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 23-52, an act to amend Title 26 to decrease and increase certain registration fees and taxes and to limit the number of disabled veteran complimentary license plates to 2 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Please.
Thank you. Introducing ONCA 23-53, an act to amend the liquor tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you. To introduce ONCA 23-54, an act to amend Title 4 to increase the business license fees, change the license exemptions, and to change the business license fee date of expiration and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to move to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to place ONCA 23-52 ONCA 23-53, ONCA 23-54 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, ONCA 2352, ONCA 2353, ONCA 2354 will be placed on first reading on today's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2350, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5105 and the Gaming Reform Act at 14 ONC 12105. To prohibit board members and business entities they own or partially own from contracting with the board on which they sit for goods and services, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2351, an act to amend 15 ONC 21102A. To amend the definitions of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-52, an act to amend Title 26 to decrease and increase certain registration fees and taxes and to limit the number of disabled veteran complimentary license plates to two. And to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCA 23-53, an act to amend the liquor tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCA 23-54, an act to amend Title 4 to increase the business license fees, change the license exemptions, and to change the business license fee date of expiration and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 2350 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2351 will be assigned to Government Operations. ONCA 2352 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2353 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And ONCA 2354 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. We are now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Seeing none, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCA 2322, an act to provide for a secondary preference in employment to persons of Osage descent who are not members of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. We are now on ONCA 2330, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC 8-102 to include congressional subpoenas after they have been served and filed and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to propose an amendment at page 3, lines 123, after Congress, insert, or after 90 days have passed since the subpoena was issued.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Thank you. ONCA 2330 has received an amendment, and that will be on General Order Day 3 on the next day's agenda for vote. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2326 is an act to amend ONCA 22-03 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $32,559 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. With the bills that you're gonna see before you today that I've sponsored, these are non-tribal funds. And so again, I only have one bill that I've set back, and so the rest of these, I'll probably just waive my time, but I just wanted to remind my colleagues that these are non-tribal funds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 2326 pass? Roll call.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
Assistant Chief Walker?
No.
There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. There is none. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on ONCA 2328, an act to amend ONCA 2173 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $144,151 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. Any other member wish to speak for or against? The question is, shall ONCA 2328 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
And Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
It passes in ONCA 20. Oh, I'm sorry. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and ONCA 2328 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on confirmation of appointees. First, we have Terry Hazen, executive appointee to the election board.
I make a motion to confirm Terry Hazen to the election board for a 3-year term.
Second.
Motion by Congressman Keene and a second. Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Hearing none, the motion and second is to confirm Terry Hazen to the election board for a term of 3 years. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt? Speaker Goodfox?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The next person that we have is Shannon Lockett. For the election board. Congresswoman Lemon.
I make a motion to confirm Shannon Lockett to a term of 3 years to the election board.
Second.
Motion and a second. Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Hearing none, roll call please.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. Shannon Lockett is now confirmed to the Election Board for a term of 3 years. The next appointee that we have is Michael Wellner for the Utility Authority Board.
I make a motion to confirm Michael Wellner to the Utility Authority Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
Motion and a second to confirm Michael Wellner to the Utility Authority Board. Does any member wish to speak for or against the appointee? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon? Sorry.
Yes.
And Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. We are now on motions and notices.
Speaker?
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to notice that the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet today beginning at 1 p.m. until 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Speaker?
Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting will meet immediately following session. We'll probably start at 10:30 until 12 p.m. And also notice a meeting for Thursday, April 6th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I'd like to notice the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting tomorrow morning, Thursday, 4-6 at 9 a.m. until 9:45 a.m.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
And I would like to, Congresswoman.
Okay. I will yield.
Okay. I would like to notice everyone that Friday, the nation is closed, and we have been kind of wrapping our days mostly every other day with full committee meetings. But we, next week, I am planning, if it's the will of the body, to have session almost every day next week, because we have to have everything to the executive branch and at the chief's office by 3 o'clock on the 17th. To be prepared for any veto overrides or vetoes messages. And that's it. If you have anything in committee that you feel might be a veto, please work with the chair, and chairs, please work with the sponsors to get it on an agenda and get it out to the body. Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Are you seconding, or you have something else?
I have something.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
Could you withdraw that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
I just wanted to report out that the POSCA Auto competed at the Tribal Language Fair Monday or Tuesday this week, and they received numerous awards for the posters and came home with four first place trophies, 5 second place, 1 third place, and 2 honorable mentions for the language fair.
Thank you. Thank you for that follow up. Congratulations, yes, to the POSCA. Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of adjourning until Monday at 10 a.m. say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and we're adjourned until Monday.